Thank you to our reader, James Churchill. Our next group of stories all have a healthcare angle to them. On the hottest day of the year so far, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital revealed its plans for the winter. A call has been made to develop a new permanent block at the hospital. An ambitious plan to develop a new hospice next to the N&N has been revealed. And a failing care home in Helsdon has been ordered to close.
On the day that we are set to endure the highest temperatures of the year, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has revealed its battle plan for the cold snap. A temporary ward, more patients treated at home and extra cubicles in the emergency department are among the ideas suggested to help avoid a repeat of last year's winter crisis. Then, ambulances were left queuing outside A&E for hours and patients were forced to wait on trolleys in corridors. Last winter was recognised across the country as one of the worst the health service has ever seen. All three of Norfolk's hospitals suffered. With the then medical director of the James Paget University Hospital in Galston saying in his 30 years on call for a labour ward, he had never experienced difficulty like this. And now the Norfolk and Norwich has developed a belt and braces plan. Papers released ahead of today's board meeting said between 22 and 40 extra beds would be needed to cope with the demand this winter, with an aim to open 42 to be on the safe side. A temporary modular ward would provide 20 of these and would be put up by November. More escalation space areas used when beds are full would be opened in non-clinical space or in areas used for research, giving another 22 beds. The number of rapid assessment and treatment cubicles in the A&E has to be doubled from 4 to 8 to see patients faster. There would also be a focus on moving patients out of beds faster with the hope of opening a discharge lounge where patients ready to leave could be moved to free up beds earlier in the day. And the proposed pilot of treating 30 patients at a time at home when they are occupying a bed but do not need hospital care could help free up the space. Under the scheme, patients remaining the responsibility of their NNUH consultant but receive their treatment such as long-term antibiotic therapy or complex wound dressings at home. At some points over the winter, all three of Norfolk's hospitals were put on an alert due to the number of patients needing to be treated. In January, the A&E chiefs signed a letter to the Prime Minister warning safety levels were intolerable amid severe and chronic underfunding.
A call has been made to build a new permanent block at Norfolk's flagship hospital after it was admitted that the building was too small to cope with modern demands. Plans revealed to Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital directors yesterday detailed how a temporary modular ward would be added to the site as part of a package to deal with winter pressures. Other measures, including using non-clinical space as escalation wards to be used when beds were full, and a discharge lounge in the temporary structure to free up beds. But Trust Chairman John Fry asked why bosses were not looking to build a permanent structure instead. He said, "I've just counted 2 wards available for escalation, a temporary shed, a modular ward, and a decant space. A block has in it 3 or 4 wards, so why are we not considering a permanent facility which would be better or cheaper in the long run?" Chief Finance Officer John Hennessy said the hospital needed a discharge lounge, and Professor Nancy Fontaine, who starts as chief nurse at the Trust next month, added, "I could not agree more." And there were concerns around the placement of the temporary ward, which would be on the hospital's plaza and have an entrance through the Pod coffee shop near the entrance to East Outpatients. Non-executive director Sally Smith said, "The last thing we want is to send out a message of chaos." And Richard Parker, Chief Operating Officer, admitted the location was not his first choice. He said his first idea was it should be at the back bolted onto the other blocks, but that cannot be done. Chief Executive Mark Davies said, "Going back, we're doing this, it is because for substantial parts of last winter, we did not have facilities to treat patients arriving at our front door. But this hospital isn't big enough, and we owe that responsibility to patients to make it safe. It may not be pretty, but it needs to be safe. This is the best we've found, and I think this is a good plan." Mr. Davies added how it was important to get plans in place quickly, as winter demands begin in October, and he said decisions would be made in the next week.
Plans for development next to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. An ambitious vision to build a multi-million pound hospice for the end-of-life care has taken a step forward and could be built next to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The Priscilla Bacon Hospice, the charity behind the redevelopment of the existing palliative care centre known as Priscilla Bacon Lodge, has applied for outline planning permission to build a new facility by the NNN. The hospice would have 24 beds, family rooms and improved daycare and education facilities. If approved, a fundraising campaign could soon begin, with the cost expected to be somewhere around £12.5 million. The Right Reverend Graham James, Bishop of Norwich and Chairman of the Trustees, said Norfolk needed a fit-for-purpose facility to serve the needs of the county's growing and ageing population. National guidance has said that Central Norfolk should have between 41 and 59 beds for palliative care. Currently, it has just 16.
A failing care home, which was just one of 14 in the UK to be rated inadequate by inspectors in all areas, has been ordered to close. Northgate House Nursing Home in Helsdon called a residents' meeting to break the news to those who lived there and their relatives. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said yesterday, "Following an adverse inspection of Northgate House by the Care Quality Commission and the issuing of a notice of closure, Norfolk County Council has taken the necessary decision to work with families and individuals to find alternative accommodation and support."
The third feature this week is about a local celebrity who has just been featured in a new book. Hector is a pet dog who has only three legs, and he stars in a new book about his real-life big adventures. Here to tell us more is James Churchill.